This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Julian Assange pleaded guilty on Wednesday in a deal with the U.S. that ends a long legal fight, AP correspondent Haya Pandwani reports.
That makes Brazil one of the last countries in Latin America to do so and could reduce it.
Meanwhile, anti-tax protesters in one of Kenya's coastal cities, Mombasa, on Tuesday taunted police, who fired tear gas and gunshots into the air, with protesters hurling back stones as they ran away. Citizens protested across the country as lawmakers sat in parliament to pass the new bill, with many calling for President William Ruto to quit office, as well as voicing their concerns. Meanwhile, Kenyan police arrived in violence-ravaged Haiti on Tuesday on a long-awaited mission to help wrest the Caribbean nation from powerful gangs, just as Nairobi saw its own deadly turmoil during the mass protests. Wearing camouflage uniforms, helmets, and rifles, about 200 officers landed in Port-au-Prince off a Kenya Airways plane. Now we do have that story from Haya Pandwani on Julian Assange.
WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange has pleaded guilty to a single felony charge for publishing U.S. military secrets in a deal with Justice Department prosecutors that secures his freedom and concludes a drawn-out legal saga that raised divisive questions about press freedom and national security. A felony for publishing U.S. military secrets under a deal that spares him prison time in America after spending years in jail in the United Kingdom while fighting extradition to America. Haya Pandwani, Washington.
This is VOA News. Senior UN officials threatened to cut off humanitarian aid across Gaza on Tuesday unless Israel moves fast to better protect aid workers, AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Among other things, the UN wants its workers to have direct communications with Israeli forces on the ground. The State Department's Matthew Miller says the U.S. is trying to help both parties decide what to do, but ultimately,
they need to be able to work together to resolve this security situation.
Word of the UN ultimatum comes as a leading hunger authority reports the influx of aid into northern Gaza earlier this year eased the crisis. Refugees International Chief Jeremy Kanindike says that's good news. The bad news is all of Gaza remains at high risk of famine. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Israel's Supreme Court ruled on Tuesday the state must begin drafting ultra-Orthodox Jewish seminary students into the military, a decree which creates new political strains for embattled Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Netanyahu's party said the Supreme Court's ruling was perplexing, given ongoing efforts in Parliament to agree on a new conscription law that would address the problem. The Prime Minister's coalition government relies on two ultra-Orthodox parties that regard conscription exemptions as key to keeping their constituents in religious seminaries and out of a melting pot army that might test their customs. Nigerian authorities have declared a national emergency and activated response operations to control the spread of cholera that's killed more than 50 people. Timothy Obuzu reports from Abuja.
The Nigerian Center for Disease Control, or NCDC, said Tuesday that its decision to activate the National Cholera Emergency Operations Center followed a risk assessment conducted by authorities last week. NCDC said the assessment showed the country was at high risk of the disease and that the fatality rate from cholera stood at 3.5% of cases. So far, 53 people have died out of more than 1,500 recorded cases in the country. Nigeria's largest city and economic hub, Lagos, is the most affected. Timothy Obiezu, VOA News, Abuja, Nigeria.
The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention issued an advisory on Tuesday alerting healthcare providers about an increased risk of dengue virus infections in the United States. Cases of the mosquito-borne viral illness have touched a record high in the Americas this year, the agency said, echoing a similar statement from the World Health Organization last month. Find more on our website, voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.